off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How do they get all that metal up in the air? It makes no sense.
It also doesn't make any sense how much you're sweating.
Ha! He thinks we're all gonna die. This guy.
If the plane doesn't kill you, I will.
Looks like it's time for someone to take their sleepy pill.
You're gonna be okay. You gotta fly, gotta fly away. No need to be afraid. Just gotta fly, gotta fly away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, RV Tom, rounding out the crew. All right, so I saw this article from AV Brief, and the headline caught my eye because it was talking about what should we expect for the new year when it comes to aviation in general, whether commercial flying or general aviation, as far as managing in the airways and things like that, and basically talking about that. Yes, there's been an effort to try to upgrade ATC. The technical systems, the technology, and to try to alleviate some of the pressure that we saw, especially, you know, early in 2025 when it's starting to hit the fan, and they announced all these new upgrades that they're putting in. But it basically was saying, like, look, the system is stretched to the limits right now, and it potentially could get worse before it gets better. Now, it's been going. I didn't realize we were having that much problem overall, because you're not hearing about too many things other than we are seeing incursions pop up here and there, and hopefully those won't get worse. And, you know, fingers crossed in that regard. But they were basically saying, like, be prepared, I think. Well, is that it in a nutshell, Dennis?
That was a piece of it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we know ATC stretched in. There's a lot of things we would love to see them do. We would love to see more technology incorporated in ATC, which could, alleviate a time that's being spent talking on the radio. You know, the other day in Tampa, I was able to use pre-departure clearance and actually had my ATC clearance for IFR delivered to my phone. That's right. Great, because now I'm not tying up a controller. But this article, you know, was really talking about aviation, all facets of it.
Right.
The fact that we're having to wait weeks to get a DPE availability for a check ride, that it's harder and harder to find a mechanic to work on your general aviation airplane because they're just not out there. You know, there's just so many airplanes to be worked on and not enough mechanics. People aren't going into those careers. We need to encourage that.
Right.
They're talking about pipelines and career paths. I mean, that's all great, but you still got to get people in it. And it takes years to get people ramped up. I mean, it's 18 months minimum to get a new A&P through the program. And then they have nothing but classroom experience. So, you know, you're looking at years of apprenticeship to really get the skills that they need to be able to work independently. All that takes time. And how are we going to get through and fill those gaps?
Right. I mean, it's getting a lot of attention. I mean, the Department of Transportation secretary, he's been focused on it pretty heavily. But like you said, I mean, it takes time to make this stuff go. I mean, you have a gut feeling one way or another. You agree with that overall consensus that it might potentially get worse before it gets better? Or do you think
I would agree. I mean, just look at what we've seen, you know, with the program, the ground holds and delays that were going on at Newark earlier this year because of ATC, you know, shifting control responsibility to Philadelphia for that airspace, things like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to see more of that. I mean, I'm, as a member of MBAA, I get alerts on my phone daily about ground operation holds at various different airports across the country. Throw a blizzard in Minnesota into the mix that now all of a sudden throws the airlines into chaos. And, you know, you're looking at 3 days to make a connection.
Yeah.
It's not good when that happens.
Not looking obviously.
Good right now. And so how do we fix that? Well, we need more pilots. We need more airplanes, but Boeing's got, you know, delivery problems. Now we've got Airbus having quality issues. So they're not delivering the new jets that the airlines want. What are we going to do?
Demand is up. I mean, we just got through the holiday season and broke records when it comes to air travel for sure. Now, RV Tom used to work at one of the big carriers. He's retired now, but his better half is still actively employed. And you know, she has her ear to the grindstone. But you got all your buddies. What are they saying? What do you think is going to happen over the next few months? Is it going to get better or worse? What's your thought there, Tom?
Well, I'm pretty much an optimistic person, but the reality is I think it's going to get worse. I think we're coming up on a, like Dennis was just saying, I think we got a perfect storm forming ahead of us between what's going on and with politics and just not being able to train people quick enough, retirement from ATC, the growth amount of people flying airplanes. I think we're going to have a 2026. I'm hoping for a good year, but I think it's going to be hectic, at least the first 6 months with air traffic control.
Mm. Well, I hope you are wrong.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong too, but yeah. we'll see.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's some clouds on the horizon, and I think that's what the article is kind of alluding to as well. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess. I mean, what's your wife say? She's still actively a flight attendant. And you're telling me during the commercial break, she has seen an uptick in, I don't know, lack of patience from passengers. Is that what you were saying or what?
Oh, this, it's just the way people are, you know, it's just what you see in society is now migrating into the airports. You know, people getting on airplanes with their pajamas and slippers on. They just got out of bed and went right to the terminal, getting on an airplane. The amount of dignity or the lack of respect to crew members.
Right.
It's not like the 50s where going flying was an event and you dressed up for it. And
exactly.
Well, I love what the, the secretary was saying a few, not even a couple months ago, talking about the holiday travel season. And he said, like, look, you need to look more presentable. And he was like, he wasn't chastising, but he was saying, like, look, wearing pajamas to fly on an airplane is not appropriate, and you need to start dressing a little bit more appropriate, which would kind of set the tone.
Would it be acceptable on a red-eye flight?
No. You don't wear pajamas on an airplane. But you don't.
You shouldn't be wearing it at midnight. You're not getting in till 5 in the morning.
Wrong! What do you think this is, a Walmart? Come on now.
Well... It depends. What airline are we flying?
Well, I think yellow. I think it's across the entire
don't
society.
Hate me, spirit.
I'm not a big fan of people just going out of their houses in pajamas. I've never understood that.
I think we've gotten way too downgrade. Lax. I think people need to class it up a little bit. You know, is it too much to ask to wear a polo or a button down shirt instead of a 70s or 80s rock band t-shirt and ripped jeans? You know, I don't think I'm asking that much to class it up a little bit.
Right. I mean, but pajamas are a step too far. The jeans and the rock shirt, yeah, that's cool. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But as far as, shorts and flip-flops and pajamas and, you know, where you can tell that the person just playing, you know, they're treating the flight like their bedroom. It's like... And usually those people are not people you want to see in their pajamas too, for the record, I think, you know, but just go back to the old days where at least you're wearing pants. Okay, sure. They can be your fat pants or whatever you call them.
Turkey pants. If we're in the holiday season.
Turkey pants. Is that, that's a thing.
Come on, from Friends. Don't you remember?
Oh,
that?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you still have plenty of options. It'll give you plenty of room, but yeah, pajamas are a little bit too far. And you know, asking passengers to class it up just a little bit. I think that's good for everybody because it sets a better tone as opposed to, you know, we're getting into this society situation where it's all about me, me, me. And when you get everybody in these airplanes and they're oversold and the tensions are high and the person next to you probably, you know, didn't take a shower and just figured they're going to sleep on the flight, and the person next to them has to suffer through the BO and the bare feet and God knows what else, is just not appropriate. And it probably just, you know, class it up a little. I don't know what other incentive you can do other than shaming, public shaming, which I guess that's what I'm doing right now, but it won't help, will it, Tom?
Well, I think the CEO of Southwest just came out and said, with people that are, you know, double, triple size plus, it, if you're that big, we're going to sell you two seats instead of one seat. If you're that big and you're taking up two seats, you're going to pay for two seats.
Yeah, I think it's like called that. The fat ass fare.
Yeah. If you're 480 pounds, you're going to pay for two seats. There's nothing wrong with that.
We can go on for days, but we'll just wrap it up and leave it there for now. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
J. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.